This is my audio entry for PodShock's contest on who my favorite Doctor is. My name is Sean Huckster. I first saw Doctor Who in the late 1980s on a PBS station from Detroit. I was living in Newfoundland in Canada at the time, though now I live in the U.S. My first episode was Robot with Tom Baker. Every Sunday evening, the PBS station would play a full serial in movie format, which usually ran about an hour and a half. I watched every single episode of Tom Baker and loved them all. It got a little funnier as it went on, moving from gothic horror like The Brain of Morbius to Douglas Adams-like humor in episodes like City of Death and The Pirate Planet. So when it came time for Tom's run to end, I was a bit nervous. I knew he was going to change, but I had no idea what we would get. When Tom Baker transformed into Peter Davison, I was worried at first, but what I noticed almost right away was that the show became serious again, or more so anyway, and Davison didn't quip like Baker. He didn't banter like Baker. He didn't always seem like he was on top of the situation. It was Davison's worried brow, his serious look, his questioning of his own abilities that was so jarringly different from Tom Baker's portrayal. And it wasn't until then that I realized how much humor had taken over Doctor Who. My favorite companion at the time was Tegan Jovanka. I know, not a popular choice, but I really liked what they did with her. Her aunt was killed by the Master. Then her cousin went missing in an episode having to do with Omega. She got left behind at Heathrow, only to find the Doctor again at a later date and rejoin him. It was Resurrection of the Daleks which broke Tegan's nerve, and she couldn't handle all the killing, and she left. This is the kind of serious topics that could be dealt with under Davison that rarely were in later Baker years, though fine episodes like Seeds of Doom and Horror at Fang Rock showed Baker could be serious too. Who else could have pulled off Black Orchid? It had to be Davison. Beautiful gem of an episode. Can you imagine either of the Bakers in that episode? Perhaps McCoy could have done it. I don't know. And then came Earthshock. Encountering the Cybermen for the first time in a while, Davison's Doc ends up in a situation the Doctor hasn't been in before. The threatened loss of a companion, which he has absolutely no way of stopping. And as most of you know, Edric dies at the end, trying desperately to prevent a space freighter from crashing into what he thinks is modern Earth. A noble way to die. The episode ended with credits over silence. So, for bringing back a sense of danger, a sense of seriousness of purpose, a sense of actual peril and strife, even if only as a break from the incessant laughs, I consider Peter Davison my favorite Doctor. Thanks for your time, PodShock. Sean Huckster signing off. How's that?